Whether you're just starting a video business, or you are thinking about starting a video business, or maybe you've been a video business owner for a long time, this podcast is for you. This is the VidBiz Podcast, and this is the introduction episode. What's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Myers. Let the jokes ensue. I am not obviously the Austin Powers Mike Myers, nor am I the Halloween killer Michael Myers. But that is my name, and I get jokes about it every day. So what is this? What are we doing here? What are we talking about? Well, this is, like I said, the VidBiz Podcast. And really, this podcast is aimed not just towards videographers, also photographers, graphic designers, and really just creative business owners in general, or want to be creative business owners. This episode is really just kind of an introduction about me and my history and background in video production and how I kind of got started and where I am now. I started in 2011. I lived in California at the time, and I would pick up cameras every now and then and would do different projects and such, but it wasn't really until 2011 when I was attending a church in California that my friends also went to, and some of them worked there, that I got invited on a couple of sets and kind of realized, you can do this and you can make money at it, and it looks super cool. So, fast forward a couple months, and two of my best friends were getting married back here in Ohio, and one of my buddies in California, I asked him if I could borrow his Canon 5D Mark II. Shout out to the OG, the GOAT, really of cameras. It jump-started a lot of people's careers, including my own. And so I borrowed his 5D Mark II and a nifty 50, the Canon 50mm 1.8 kit lens, and I just had those two things and a battery and one card, and took them back to Ohio, and I shot my friend's wedding. And I asked them, I was like, can I shoot your wedding? And they're like, well, sure, like, as long as we don't, you know, have to pay for it. And I was like, no, it's free. I just am kind of exploring what this could kind of look like. So, fast forward to me editing and delivering that to them, and they loved it. And you can't find it anywhere on the internet these days, mainly due to copyright infringement laws, which existed then, but are a little more looked at these days. Things like MusicBed and Artlist and Epidemic didn't exist then, and so you kind of just posted a video and crossed your fingers, or maybe it didn't even cross my mind, or wasn't even on my radar that that was illegal or something, but it is. So that's lesson number one in this podcast. So I delivered that wedding. They loved it. I was like, man, maybe I could actually make this a career. Shoot one video, edit it, and all of a sudden I'm an expert. But my sister was getting married, and I offered to do that, and she was excited. And obviously I didn't charge her for a video, but then like the two of her friends that she worked with were getting married that next summer. And charged $200 for my first paid wedding, and $400, I doubled it, for my second wedding. This was 2012, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary this at the time of this recording. So I realized when I had a couple weddings in my back pocket to kind of use as a portfolio, and really use those as kind of material, marketing material, obviously, to get on the knot and really, you know, sell myself as a wedding videographer. So I did that. I got on the knot and I booked 40 weddings that first year in 2013. And, yeah, that was crazy. I guess kind of unexpected, but at the same time I was like, wow, like I can do this full time. So I did that full time. And then when I moved back to Ohio, where I am now, I worked for an agency, and then in 2016, I decided, no, I am going to do this full time for myself. You know, going back to when I was in college, like, when I was about to graduate is kind of when I discovered video in 2011. And so I kind of always knew that I didn't want to like be in, you know, in the system, I guess, in the 9-to-5 grind. I kind of wanted to do my own thing. That's just kind of how my brain has always worked. I like doing my own thing, and it's a little selfish maybe to some people, but, that's just how it was with me. So I, in 2016 stepped out on away from my job and on my own. And really for the past 5.5, 6 years, I have, almost 7 years, I guess. I've worked for myself full time, with the exception of a couple months during the pandemic, when I was when my church asked me to come on staff, so I did that for a little bit. But other than that, I've been owning a video and photography business for full time for 5.5 years, and have been doing this for 10 plus years. So that's just a little bit about me. That's a little bit about my history and how I kind of got to this point. And really the purpose of this podcast is to connect with other people who might be in that position now, who, where I was 10 years ago, might be starting a business. Maybe they're a super creative person and they're just discovering video or photo, but they don't really know the next steps. Now, I will put a pin right here and I'll pause and I'll say, what, you know, some of you might be asking, what are you going to say, Mike, that no one else, that, like no one else of the 5,000, you know, podcasts out there have already said about video production or photography or business? And to that I say, I don't know, but at least it's my voice and it's my story, and I think I have something valuable to say, and I hope others agree. And it's really, I love talking about these things. I love teaching. That's what I went to school for, to be a teacher, but I always knew that the traditional classroom wasn't going to be where I was going to land. And I hope that this is kind of more where I land as far as education is concerned, in the virtual classroom, I guess, kind of passing on my knowledge as far as filmmaking, photography, and owning and running a successful and sustainable business for the long term. Obviously, you know, there's statistics out there that say, you know, most small businesses don't exist past 5 years. I think that's true. And I think the pandemic even proved that putting things in place, putting processes and putting systems and putting, you know, financial resources and those types of things in place are very beneficial in when it comes time that the world shuts down. Obviously, no one could have planned that. No one would ever think that that was going to happen. But I think we kind of learned that you got to be smart about how you're running business, about how you're doing the day in and the day out. And the old adage of working smarter, not harder, is so true. And it's how I continually learn every single day. You can talk to my assistant about how I'm constantly having this conversation with her of, I know that I need to pull away even more away from the day-to-day, the tasks, do this, edit this, shoot this, do this, write this, and more into the, you know, working smarter and using people, you know, like assistants and like editors to build a successful and sustainable business. Because at some point, whether you're a filmmaker, a videographer, whatever term you're going to use, or a photographer or a creative, if you're a graphic designer or whatever, and you're trying to run your own business, you're going to come to a point where you're hitting a wall, where there is no more physical output that you can give and make more money. Now, if you have the goal to make the same amount of money for the rest of your career, then that's totally fine. But I think if you're a business owner and you're an entrepreneur and you're wanting to grow a business, then your goal is probably not to make the same amount of money every year for 20 or 30 years. You're probably wanting to be profitable, and you're probably wanting to set new goals of income. And so, you know, all of these thoughts are flooding through my brain of how we can really connect, how I can connect, and how my community that I'm surrounded with of other filmmakers that have been in the business longer than me, or just as long as me, and people that are business owners that have nothing to do with video, people that are maybe like have a niche of, you know, something specific that directly affects us, maybe like an accountant that can provide great insight into those types of things. And really, you know, there's so many even niche things that you can dive deeper into, even in the production world, you know, talking to people that deal solely with audio or deal solely as a cinematographer or... and there's just so much to learn technically, yes, but also just in running a business, not just to drive sales, but also, you know, for long-term growth and long-term, sustainability, really. And so that's where my heart is. That's what this podcast is about, the VidBiz podcast. If that's a dumb name, let me know. I kind of like it. You know, I don't think there's any rules or laws though that say you can't change a podcast name. But I think that, that it kind of, you know, obviously encapsulates pretty much everything that we're talking about here. We're talking anything and everything about video gear, you know, best practices when it comes to being on set, shooting, and then in the other realm of like of wedding filmmaking, where I kind of got my, where I have my roots and I still shoot weddings, of like more like the technicalities of run and gun shooting and just all of those technical side of things, but also the business side of things, which I think is super important, as equal, if not more, than the technicalities of running a camera and lighting a scene. Because really, if you want this to be your full-time gig and you want to be the top person, you want to be the owner of the business, you want to be the CEO or the president or whatever term you come up with for LinkedIn. That's a whole side trail. But if you want to be that person, then there's just definitely things, especially if you're not having any experience in business. And I can tell you from my experience that being a creative and knowing nothing about business other than I need to convince people to give me money for this service that I can provide. That's the only like business that I like knew going into starting a business. Like, I need to convince people to buy my services, to buy a video. And while that is a key part of it, there are so many other aspects to running a successful business in any business. So I'm not a business coach. I am not I did not major in business, neither in undergrad or graduate. But I think 10 plus years experience in running a business and owning a business hopefully will help you who are exploring doing the same thing. Or maybe you've been doing it a while and you kind of just need a fresh take Or maybe you just need to be entertained by some really stupid, stupid stories of a young Mike Myers wedding videographer who made a lot of really, really dumb mistakes and choices when it came to his career. So I digress. I will step away from this introduction episode, and I'll just leave you with just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing awesome. Keep shooting. Never stop shooting. Even if you just annoy the crap out of your family and your kids get annoyed that you're always pointing a camera in their face, just never stop shooting and keep doing it, because you're going to figure out new techniques or just how to it just keeps your mind active of how to be creative. And so that's what I would leave you with at the end of this episode. I think at the end of each episode, I kind of want to, people do a lot of things at the top of the show, at the bottom of the show. I kind of want to just do kind of back away from all things video or business and just kind of give a music recommendation or a recommendation of anything. So my recommendation today is Manchester Orchestra, really any of their music, but the specific album, A Black Mile to the Surface. It's a phenomenal album. It's very chill. It's really good. And so I definitely would recommend you jumping on that album while you're... It's always hard to listen to music while you're editing, obviously, or doing actual, you know, video work, but maybe while you're doing emails or something, listen to that album. So that's my recommendation for today in the world of pop culture. And I will just sign off here and give a little teaser for the next episode. The official first episode, I'm going to be talking about taxes. And not really specifically taxes, but more like the top three most important financial decisions that you can make when you're starting your business, any business, but specifically us creatives who don't always do those types of things well. So we're talking all things finances in episode 1. We'll talk to you then.